We don't have a lot of details on what happened when they went in to rescue two U.S. pilots in the Libyan desert whose plane had gone down because of malfunctions. A number of witnesses claimed the U.S. helicopter picked up one of the pilots, fired on civilians who were gathering nearby and wounding six. The BBC's Ian Pannell has been there to the scene and talked with some of the nearby villagers.
It's the last thing this new coalition needs. An American fighter jet crash landing in Libya. The pilots forced to eject. And it appears the mission may have opened fire on friendly villagers who only came to help. We met Ahmed Abulati. He was injured by shrapnel, one of six to be wounded when US helicopters came to pick up the pilots. His son is in intensive care and may lose his leg. Ahmed is angry at what happened, but he doesn't want the coalition to stop. He calls this a small price for a mission that's saving people's lives. And after weeks of fighting, the strain is showing. The rebels argue whether to push forward. Some are even accused of being agents for Gaddafi simply because they want fighters to advance. Others are criticized for standing by and not helping.
Over the last few days, the rebels have essentially been held at this point. This is, in effect, their front line. This is the town of Zwitina, which is about 25 kilometers away from Ajdabiya, where the fighting has been at its most intense. Every now and again, they make sorties up this road, but when they do, they seem to be hit by Colonel Gaddafi's forces, and we've seen a number of bodies coming back this way as the rebels retreat.
The loss of life is mounting in the battle for Ajdabiya, a strategic town that holds the key to the east.
Ajdabiya is a crossroads from three or four or five cities. So who will struggle to be in this city, because the city is very important.
And that means it's important to you as well.
It's important for us as well.
Government forces even hit the local power station to try and cut electricity to the east. This has become a struggle for resources and land, and neither side shows any sign of relenting or winning.
That's the BBC's Ian Pannell reporting from Libya.
You can hear in that report the challenge of keeping this just an air operation. The rescue clearly was a boots-on-the-ground operation that involved civilian casualties.
Right. However brief those boots may have been on the ground. Although, to be fair, no one among the allies said that this was going to be simple, or it was simply a matter of flying a few planes in there and establishing a no-fly zone. It's always more complicated than that. We do have some updates for you on the latest coming out of Libya. Allied forces are actually going after specifically Gaddafi's ground forces this morning. We have reports that there are airstrikes in the western city Misrata based on the fact that there were civilian casualties there in the past few days. Libyan government tanks and snipers laid siege to the city. And Al Jazeera is now reporting coalition warplanes have just bombed Gaddafi's forces stationed near the eastern entrance of Ajdabiya. That's a city that's also seen some heavy fighting in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the U.S. is still trying to reach an agreement to turn over command of the military operations to its allies. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he expects the fighting will slow down in a few days, making that handoff a little easier. But still, the officials out of Britain and France and some of the other allies very silent over the concept of who might take over control and command of this operation once the U.S. steps down.
Don't look at me. I don't want to command.
Did they ask you?
I don't know what he did.
Oh.
No. But I wouldn't come in. They asked me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.